Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's tri-state forecast calls for sun and clouds, brisk today, lower 40s. Clear and cold tonight, 20 to 25. Tomorrow, sunny, mid-40s. On Thanksgiving Day, sunny in the lower 50s. And Friday, scattered showers, windy and cloudy. Temperature in the mid-40s. We'll check the details on that forecast with Pat in just a few minutes. A search committee for Region 1 for the assistant superintendent position is now going to be formed during last week's all-board chair committee meeting, made up of the chairman of the Region 7 school boards. Superintendent Lisa Carter said she thought it would be best to have one person in that job. For the past year and a half, Housatonic Valley Regional High School math teacher Scott Fellows and Sharon Center School librarian Jill Pace have shared the post with high praise for them both. Carter said, "I'm beginning to see that the arrangement, while it's very powerful in its current configuration, has some challenges. The first year job was 6/10 for each of them, but that was cut back a bit this year. The reduction has made Pace less accessible," Carter said. She said she isn't able to see the pair as much, and the situation has become fragmented. Carter also said she doesn't think the arrangement is fair, since they're working more than the assistant superintendent's allocation. She said it would be best to have one person focus on instruction and curriculum. So while she's sad not to continue having the two, she recommends going back to a single assistant. 31 Connecticut staffers have been fired for vaccine noncompliance. That's close to three dozen state employees. The Lamont administration provided an update on compliance among the executive branch employees, showing over 25,000 employees are fully vaccinated. Over 3,400 employees are submitting to weekly testing, and 1,400 have not complied at this time. To date, the executive branch agencies have terminated 31 workers, placed another 35 employees on unpaid leave for 45 days, and started the process to place 42 more employees on suspension. Permanent employees will be terminated following the 45th day of their unpaid leaves. An agreement with state employee unions allows them to resign in good standing after 30 days, with the option to rescind their resignation for 1 year. In Dutchess County, as Thanksgiving arrives, residents are seeing another increase in the amount of COVID-19 cases and the rate at which residents are testing positive. The uptick is part of a larger growth since Halloween and comes in advance of a holiday based around gatherings of family and friends. However, health professionals say such gatherings can happen safely with a few safety restrictions as long as everybody in the party is vaccinated. Otherwise, mitigation steps are recommended, even if they are not mandated in the way they were a year ago. And the holiday arrives as Dutchess County specifically has hit a pair of milestones for its vaccination efforts. The county in the week that ended Saturday saw a 20% increase in total diagnosed cases compared to the previous week. The state as a whole saw a 28% increase. There were 527 new cases in the county last week, and the sixth COVID-19 related death of the month was reported on Saturday. That's the 506 since the beginning of the pandemic. Police investigating a Zoom bombing on Thursday in Berkshire Hills School District meeting in Stockbridge. They say that the Regional School District Committee meeting with Visual Pornography say they have made some progress in the probe. Quote, "It's an active investigation in which some leads have been developed," end quote. That from the Stockbridge Police Chief. He said that if needed, the police would work directly with state police detectives attached to the Berkshire District Attorney's Office. During the incident, the people who joined the video conference also targeted one of the school committee's female members, saying she was, quote, "hot," end quote. After an apology about the incident from the superintendent, the committee quickly moved on to its next topic. The panel now likely will switch its Zoom meetings to the webinar format, which restricts screen sharing and gives the host more control. Some meetings coming up this week and events coming up this week in Salisbury at 8:30 in the morning, the Salisbury Historic District Commission special meeting, and then at 5 p.m. the ZBA meets. In Sharon, the Board of Selectmen have a meeting set for 5:30 at Town Hall. In Cornwall, at 7:30, the Economic Development Commission meets via Zoom. Coming up on Wednesday, the Town Hall in North Canaan is closing early at 12 noon. In Sharon, the Energy Environment Commission meets on November 25th at 5:30. Also on Thursday, a reminder, in Salisbury, the Town Hall and Transfer Station will be closed. On Friday in Salisbury, once again, town offices are closed. The Millerton Fire Company annual Parade of Lights happens Friday. That begins at 4:30. In Cornwall, the Christmas tree lighting will be Friday at 5 p.m. at the Cornwall Bridge Green. November 27th through December 23rd from 10 to 4:30 each day. Housatonic Valley FFA Holiday Store is open to the public at Warren Turnpike at Falls Village at the high school. Trees, locally made gifts, wreaths, roping, poinsettias, and more. This all, of course, benefits the FFA program at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. There's a vendor craft fair at the Pilgrim House, 30 Granite Avenue in Canaan on Saturday from 10 until 3. Quality handmade crafts, great gifts, affordable prices, a gift basket raffle. It supports Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry. Sharon Fire Department's Photos with Santa holiday event happens Saturday from 11 till 3 at the Sharon Firehouse. Local photographer Marlena Akjar will take 5 pictures for $25 with Santa on the fire truck. Questions or more information, Marlena at photobymarlena@gmail.com. To register, contact Beth at 860-671-3911. The Salisbury Winter Sports Association annual ski and skate sale will be held Saturday, December 4th at the Lakeville Hose Company from 8 to 11. Not only can you find great deals in new or used equipment, you can also sell your unwanted stuff. Now, residents can bring equipment to be sold Friday from 4 till 7. No equipment will be accepted on Saturday. As always, the sale on Saturday runs from 8 a.m. till 11 a.m. From 11 a.m. to noon, residents can pick up their money or unsold equipment. Any remaining equipment after noon on Saturday will become the property of the Salisbury Winter Sports Association. Equipment eligible for sale includes downhill skis, boots and poles, cross-country skis, boots and poles, ice skates, hockey equipment, snowboards and boots, and snowshoes. No clothing, please. Also, 8th graders from Salisbury Central School will be selling Christmas wreaths and taking orders for Cabot cheese for the holiday delivery, and the Lakeville Host Company will offer coffee, donuts, and breakfast sandwiches for sale. Proceeds from that sale will benefit several SWASA youth ski programs. Masks are recommended. More information, jumpfest.org. A baked goods and soup sale and Nick Cub fundraiser happens on Saturday, December 4th from 10 till 2 at the Copec Community Building. Cookies, breads, pies, jams, and jellies, homemade soups, chili, meat, and vegetarian, macaroni and cheese, takeout only. Proceeds will benefit the local food pantry, community Christmas baskets, and Taconic Hills backpack program. Now, the Lakeville Ladies Auxiliary has a vendor fair coming up on Saturday, December 4th, 11 to 4. Santa will be there from 3 till 5, a tree lighting at 5:30. This is at the Lakeville Host Company, 3 Brook Street in Lakeville, Connecticut. There'll be cookies and hot chocolate. There'll be a small craft for children. The Sharon Holiday Tree Lighting, carols, hot cider, and cookies happens December 4th from 5 till 6:30. At 5 o'clock, the tree lighting organized by the Sharon Green Preservation Association. 5 to 5:30, carols with the Salisbury Band Christmas Brass and Hot Chocolate Society. And 5:30 to 6, hot cider and cookies on the porch of the Sharon Historical Society and Museum. The Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad invites the community to help light up the Sharon Town Green by purchasing luminaries in honor of family members, friends, loved ones, and to remember those who we've lost. You can purchase the Lights of Love. It helps the Sharon Ambulance Squad as a fundraiser. Luminaries are $10 each. Volunteers will collect forms, assemble the Lights of Love, place names and loved ones, and display on the Sharon Town Green on the day of the annual tree lighting, that is December 4th. All orders must be placed by next week. If you wish to keep your luminaries, you may collect them from the Sharon Green on Monday, December 6th before noon. More information or contact Betsy Hall, 860-364-0663, or Sharon Ambulance CT at gmail.com. The Sharon Fire Department Ladies Auxiliary Memory Tree Fundraiser is going on for the holiday season. Individuals can make donations in memory of a loved one or in honor of someone by donating $5 per individual. The tree will be displayed at the Sharon Town Hall through December the 31st. To obtain a form, contact the Selectman's Office at 860-364-5789 or go to the Sharon website, go to the announcement, click on it, and then click on the file attachment. The form can be dropped off at the drop box located at the rear of the Sharon Town Hall or mailed to the Sharon Fire Department Ladies Auxiliary, P.O. Box 794, Sharon. Now, the Sunday in the Country food drive is going on. They are feeding people, of course, in our region through the food pantries for both Thanksgiving and Christmas, working with the food pantries throughout our area in Amenia, Ancrum, Dover, Millerton, Pauling, Wassaic, and Lakeville and Sharon, Cornwall, and Canaan, Connecticut. It's also served numerous pantries in Massachusetts throughout its time. In addition to the holiday baskets, the organization responds to individual needs that might arise during the year. If you'd like to make a donation to help them or purchase raffle tickets to help them, on the web, sundayinthecountry.org. You can email sundayinthecountry@gmail.com or call 518-267-9865. Or you can send a check to the Sunday in the Country Food Drive, P.O. Box 789, Millerton, New York, 12546. Salisbury Bank has its 14th annual Fill the Basket Food Drive, collecting food and donations for local food pantries. It runs through December the 17th. All 14 branches of the bank, located in Berkshire, Litchfield, Dutchess, Orange, and Ulster counties, collecting donations of non-perishable food items and household supplies. Also, cash donations will also be accepted. All donated items, as well as monetary contributions collected, will be donated directly to the local food pantries serving each area. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll find them on Facebook and also on Instagram. And remember, they have a new tapas menu. By Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day at 35,619.25. The NASDAQ at 15,854.76. And the S&P 500 at 4,682.94. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.